Good morning.
It's all on.
It is so good to see so many of you here today.
今天非常高兴地看到大家在这里。
You know, in the days and age where there are so many good online sermons, you choose to come to hear, which is good.
在以前你们听到很多很好的讲道。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Loving God, our Heavenly Father,
慈爱的上帝，我们的天父，
we come to you in the name of your Son and by the help of your Holy Spirit.
我们奉圣子圣灵的名来到你的宝座前。
There is no God like you.
你是唯一的真神，无神能与你相比。
You do not change. You are sovereign over all.
你掌管万有，永不改变。
From the largest galaxy to the tiniest hair on our head, you reign.
从最大的星系到我们头上的头发。
You are good and merciful.
你是慈爱的。
Your word is like a double-edged sword that pierces to the dividing of soul and spirit and is a discerner of our hearts.
你的道比一切两刃的剑都更快，甚至将灵与魂、骨头和骨髓都能穿入、铺开。
Humble our hearts today under the authority of your word.
主啊，今天我求你将话语的权柄赐给我们，让我们的心得以谦卑。
May we place ourselves under your word.
让你的话语领导我们。
Teach us and make us teachable.
你教导我们，也让我们有一颗谦虚受教的心。
That we may profit from your word that gives us life.
我们从你的话语中得到力量，你的道给了我们生命。
Your word which reproves, rebukes, and builds up.
你的话语督促我们，责备我们，建立我们。
Speak, O Lord, through this child, in order that you alone will get the honor.
主啊，求借着耶稣基督与我们说话，我们单单的将荣耀归给你。
Amen.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
Now, some of you may remember that we have been preaching through the book of Romans.
我们当中已经有很多人可能知道我们以前在讲这个罗马书这一章节。
Last year we stopped in order to do a 4-sermon series on the doctrines.
去年我们专门做了四堂的讲道。
So now I want to resume a preaching from the book of Romans.
所以今天呢，我继续在接着以前的讲道。
Now if you remember, the book of Romans from the chapter 1 to 11, the book of Romans teaches us the major doctrines of Christian faith.
你知道就是罗马书，它从第一章到十一章，它讲述的这个罗马书的主要的基本教义。
Talks about the doctrines of human fall, doctrine of salvation, doctrine of sanctification, and so on.
它讲到这个人类堕落这样的教义，救赎的，还有成圣这几个主要的内容。
Then from chapter 12 onward, the Romans shifted.To talk about practical instructions to Christian how we should live our life.
然后从十二章以后呢，就开始把这个主题转到我们实际上基督徒应该怎么样过怎样的生活。
So today we are going to get back to where we stopped last time.
所以呢，我们今天呢，再重新来回到以前的这个章节。
We stop at chapter 14, and today we will cover from.Verse 13 to verse 23.
我们从十四章开始，然后从十三节到二十三节，我们来研读这些经文。
Let us read these verses together.
我们开始来，大家来朗读这段经文。
Okay, let's read together.
好，我们一起读这个罗马书十四章。十四章十三节，所以我们不可再彼此论断， 宁可定义谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚跌人之物。我凭 主耶稣切真深信，凡物本来没有不净洁的，唯独人以为不净洁的，在他就不净洁了。你若因为食物叫弟兄忧愁，就不是按着爱人的道理行，既已经替他死，你不可因你的食物叫他败坏，不可叫你的善被人毁坏。因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。在这样世上服侍基督的，就是神所喜悦又为人所称许。所以我们务要追求和睦的事，与彼此建立德行的事，不可因食物毁坏神的工程。凡物固然净洁，但有人因食物叫人跌倒，就是他的罪了。无论是吃肉是喝酒是什么别的事叫弟兄跌倒，一概不做才好。你有信心，就当在神面前守着。人在自己以为可行的事上能不自责，就有福了。若有疑心而吃的，就必有罪，因为他吃不是出于信心，凡不出于信心的都是罪。
Now let us refresh our memory about this chapter.
让我们来重新来回顾这个章节的内容。
This chapter 14 deals with the disagreement within the church, and God tells us how Christians must handle disagreement within the church.
这个讲到这个本章讲到教会的分歧的时候，我们要来谈到他教育这些教育的本质。
So in speaking about disagreement in the church, we must know this.
所以在谈到教会这种分歧的时候呢，大家要明白这几点。
And we must know what is the essence of this disagreement.
我们要了解他这个见不同见解它的本质在哪里。
Has the disagreement to do with the fundamental Christian teachings, or has it to do with the less essential teaching?
看看这分歧的本质是什么？它是否和基督基本的这个基督教育有没有分歧，或者是一些这些无关紧要的芝麻蒜皮这个小事有关
？So whether it has to do with the so-called the non-negotiable teaching, or with the negotiable teaching?
这里边就讲到这种。可以讨协的或者不可以讨协的这些教义。
What I mean here is this: there are teachings that are non-negotiable, which are the central teaching of the Bible, and every true believer must believe in.
我在这讲的意思呢，就是有些教义它是不可以妥协的。圣经中有一些至关重要或者中心的教义，那是这些都是不可妥协的。
And then there are peripheral issues that Christians may differ in.
当然呢，也有各种不一样的那些无关紧要的这些问题，那个每个基督徒都可以有不同的见解。
Let me show you these slides. These are the summary of the central or the non-negotiable teaching in the Bible. Okay, you can take a picture of this, or you can again share this slide with you.
那我从这个幻灯片里边呢，就可以跟你说明什么是一些至关重要的或者一些无关紧要的这个信仰的教育。
So when it comes to the central teaching, we must not disagree.
在谈到这个本质或者中心教育的时候呢，那基督徒他们是不可妥协的。
If people disagree with the central truth and do not believe in what the Bible teaches, then that person must be corrected.
如果有人不同意这些基本的这个圣经教育，那么也不相信圣经的内容的话，那么必须有人去来改正他们。
So if they believe, that believer must be instructed and be corrected in their belief.
所以呢，这些基督徒呢，要有人来去改正他们这样的观点。
And so if they are not teachable, then they can be considered as non-believers or non-Christian.
如果他们不谦虚受教的话，那么你也不能把他当成是一个真正的基督徒。
But what we are going to discuss in this chapter 14, this disagreement has nothing to do with the central teaching of the Bible.
但是我们在本章 在十四章里边说要谈到这些问题呢，它和这个基督教和圣经这中心教育它是没有关系的。
The disagreement addressed in this chapter has to do with the peripheral issue, not the central truth of the Bible.
这里边讲到这些问题呢，它都和中心这个中心的本质教导没关系，它只是一些这个无关紧要的一些芝麻这个芝麻枝节的问题。
So in this chapter 14, we learn that the disagreement between believers in the church in Rome has to do with food and observations of days.
我们看到这个罗马书里边讲到这个在罗马教会信徒之间的这些分歧呢，主要是和食物和这个节期这个遵守节期的日子有关。
Some believers consider certain food as unclean, and certain days were more important than other days.
有些基督徒觉得有一些食物它是不敬洁的，另外有些基督徒呢，他觉得有些节期比另外一个时间节期更重要一些。
Now, certain Christians who were from Jewish background, they wanted to adhere to the Old Testament dietary law.
这个从犹太教这个家庭背景出来的这些人呢，他本身他有一些遵守旧约中的饮食这些规条。
In the Old Testament, we read that certain animals were considered to be unclean to eat.
在旧约中，我们知道有一些动物它是就是不敬吃这些动物是不敬洁的。
And then there were Christians who came from pagan or from idol worship background.
同时呢，也有一些外邦的异教徒。
And they knew that certain meat was sacrificed to the idol before it was brought to the market to be sold.
他们知道，在这个肉物在卖到这个市场这个销售之前呢，他们已经拿去祭拜这些偶像了。
Now in Romans chapter 14 verse 2 says this: One person believes he may eat.Anything while the weak person eats only vegetable.
啊，罗马书这个十四章二节里边说，有人信百物都可吃。
And in verse 5 it says that one person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike.
所以有些基督徒就觉得好像有一些日期比另外一些节期重要一些。
And then we look at chapter 14, verse 1, it says that, As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions.
所以在这个这罗马书四章一节的时候，他说，信心软弱的，你们要接纳，不要辩论所疑惑的事。
So here we see right at the beginning, you can see that the disagreement was about humans' opinions.
所以一开始你就看到这些所谓的分歧，实际上是我们个人之间的一些见解。
One Christian has a certain opinion which is different from another Christian.
有些基督徒有这个见解，那么另外基督徒有另外一种见解。
And this is what we call a peripheral issue.Concerning people's opinions and people's practices.
所以这种分歧呢，就是说它是一种不可妥，是一些芝麻这个枝节的问题。
The disagreement did not have to do with the central truth or the non-negotiable teaching.
这种见解呢，和我们圣经中的主要的信仰的教育它是没有关系的。
The issue they disagree has nothing to do with the clear commands of the Bible.
它和我们圣经里边所阐明的这些教育它是没有关系的。
Commands like do not murder or do not kill and so on.
比如说不要谋杀，不要偷窃，那这些教育。
Now in describing this kind of people that disagree in the Church of Rome, Paul calls some to be strong in faith and some to be weaker in faith.
在谈到罗马教会这些持不同意见这些事情的时候，罗马呢这个保罗呢就是说称这些有些人是信仰很刚强的，有些是信仰很软弱的。
Paul called the one that is strong in faith, they eat everything and they consider every day the same.
保罗说那些信心很坚强的人呢，他们呢觉得是凡物都可以吃。
And the ones that Paul called weak in faith only eat vegetable and consider certain days to be more important than other days.
保罗说那些信仰很软弱的人呢，他们只能只吃那个蔬菜，而且他们觉得有些时候说这个某些日期比另外一些日期更重要一些。
Now I want to remind you, when Paul called the strong and the weak in faith, Paul did not say that the strong love the Lord and the weak do not love the Lord.
那我现在提醒你，就是说保罗说这个信仰很刚强的人呢，保罗并没有说这个强的是爱主，然后呢弱者他不爱主。
These people, the strong and the weak in faith, they equally love the Lord and they want to honor God.
所以不管他们信仰的强弱，他们呢都一样的爱主，并且呢他们都想荣耀主。
Now how do we know that?
我们怎么知道？
Because in verse 6 it says, the one who observed the day observe it in honor of the Lord, and the one who eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the other who abstain in honor of the Lord and give thanks to God.
那么我们看这个14章6节里边说，就是说守日的人呢是为主守的，吃的人是为主吃的，因他感谢神，不吃的人是为主不吃也感谢神。
Do you see that these people, both the strong and the weak, are people who truly love the Lord?
你看到了吗？就是说这些人他不管是灵性强或者是弱，他们都一样的爱主。
They do what they do to honor the Lord and to give thanks to God.
他们所要竭尽做的就是去来荣耀主，来感谢主。
So it is clear from these verses that the disagreement happened amongst people who both love the Lord. They are truly both brothers and sisters in the Lord.
所以从这个经里边你们可以看出来，这个虽然教会里边信徒之间有不同的意见，但是他们在主里却是真正的弟兄姐妹。
So now in this situation, how do we followers of Christ deal one with another in this situation?
那么在这种情况下，我们作为基督徒，我们怎么样来彼此对待？
As I said earlier, the book of Romans from the chapter 12 and onward, it gives us instruction how to live as follower of the Lord.
所以罗马书十二章里边呢，就告诉我们基督徒如何去行事为人。上帝他给了我们一些实际的教导。
And there is one verse which I believe is the foundational verse which describes how Christians should live.
所以有一段的经文从本质上来就是说来阐明基督徒应该怎么样来过这种圣洁的生活。
And that is found in Romans 12:2.
就在罗马书的12章2节。
It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
他说不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新。而改变而变化。
Christians are new people.
我们基督徒都是新造的人。
They all have passed and the new have begun.
我们都有旧的过去，旧事已去，一切都是新的。
Christians are to be different from the people around them who do not belong to Christ.
在当基督徒的时候，我们的新事一年都是不一样的。
Christ has created a new race, a new nation, and new people.
上帝他创造了一个新的种族，新的子民。
And we are to live a transformed life.
我们必须过着一种更新全新的生活。
Christians are being transformed by the renewing of their mind.
基督徒因为心意改变而重新改变。
So when your mind is transformed, your life is transformed.
所以当你的心思一念得到改变的时候，那么你就会重新改变你的现有的生活。
Our old thinkings before we became a Christian, they were all sinful thinking.
我们原来的心思一念呢，都是有带有原罪的。
So when we became a Christian, we are to change.
所以当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们当然就会得到改变。
And the most foundational way for change is first and foremost to be changed by the Word of God, the Bible.
那么最主要的改变的方式呢，就是通过上帝的话语，通过圣经的话语来改变我们。
And that's how we must think the way God thinks.
所以呢，我们必须凡事呢要用上帝的眼光来思考问题。
So When brothers and sisters disagree in the church regarding issues that are not central, what does the Lord tell us?
所以当弟兄姐妹在教会里边我们碰到意见分歧的时候，那么我们应该怎么做？
So let us look at these passages verse by verse.
所以让我们来逐一的来看这个经文。
Let's look at verse 13.
我们看十三章。
This verse starts with the word therefore.
这段经文刚开头的说到因此。
When you see the word therefore, we need to see the preceding verse.
当我们看到因此或者说这个词的时候，我们要回去看看前面的章节讲什么。
The verse 12 says that each one will give account to God.
第二节说，这样看来，我们个人必要将自己的事在神的面前来说明。
Because each of us is going to give account to God, this verse therefore tells us, therefore, we must not judge one another.
所以我们每个人要跟上帝来说明，这段经文就是告诉我们，所以我们作为基督徒之间我们不能论断。
Judging one another means this.
互相论断的意思是这样。
The person who judges say he is right and that the other person is wrong.
你论断别人的人就觉得他是对的，别人是错的。
And the person who does the judging is more concerned with being right.
论断别人的人呢，他只是关于他自己的正确。
And he is not concerned about the weaker brother.
他并没有顾及或者考虑到别的这些弱小的弟兄。
And this verse tells us we must not do that.
这经告诉我们，作为基督徒不能这样做。
This verse instead tells us to think about the well-being of your brother and sister.
这段经告诉我们要顾及或者考虑到别的信徒的感受。
Do not put the stumbling block. That's what the verse says.
不要你搬起一块这个绊脚石放在人家脚下。
A stumbling block in the Bible always means something or someone that may cause a brother or sister to fall in their Christian life.
圣经中这绊脚石就是指你可能导致你的弟兄姐妹在基督生活中会跌倒。
Something that keeps you another from a relationship with God and cause them to sin.
这事情使你那个和上帝脱离关系，让你堕落到犯罪之中。
Let's look at verse 14.
我们看十四节。
Now between verses 13 and 15, Paul insert this.
在十三节和十五节，保罗在这里插的这段话。
Paul says, "Yes, nothing is indeed unclean before the Lord."
他说是的，在主面前没有什么是不净洁净的。
So, Paul agrees with the strong in faith that all food is clean.
所以保罗同意，就是说所有的食物都是净洁的。
Now you may remember in Acts chapter 10, Peter, who was a Jew, had a problem with eating certain animal.
你可能会想到这个使徒行传第十节，彼得有一件事情，他在吃某些动物的时候，他碰到了一些麻烦。
And God corrected Peter and gave him a revelation in Acts 10:15.
那么上帝在使徒行传的10:15的，他给了彼得一个启示。
And God said to Peter, "What God has made clean, do not call unclean."
上帝对彼得说，就是神所净洁的这个食物，你不可能把它当成俗物，或者是不可能把它当成不净洁。
So the law regarding food in the Old Testament is only for the old covenant of that time.
所以在旧约中关于食物的这个律法呢，它只是适用在那个时代的旧的情况。
In the new covenant of the Christ, all food is clean.
在新约之后，所有的食物都是洁净的。
Now in this verse, you have to see, Paul is also saying that even though in reality all food is clean, the one who eats must consider the conscience of the weaker brother or sister.
那么在这段经文里边呢，保罗也这么说，就是在现实生活里边呢，我们尽管所有的食物都是净洁的，但是吃的人必须顾及或者考虑到一些弟兄姐妹的这个感受。
These brothers or sisters may be weaker perhaps because they are new Christian or because they come from a certain past belief.
这些弟兄姐妹可能灵性上比较软弱，或许是因为他们是刚刚 刚刚信主的，是刚信主的这基督徒，或者是他们还带有某种旧有的宗教。
So the one who are stronger must give the weaker brother time to grow in their faith.
所以这个信心很刚强的这些基督徒呢，就要让这些比较软弱的基督徒有时间让他们在这信仰中来成长。
Accept them and don't hurt them because they are still weak.
来接受他们，不要伤害他们，因为他们毕竟还是软弱的。
Let's look at verse 15.
我们看十五节。
In this verse, in the verse 14, Paul says that in reality all food is clean, nothing is unclean.
在十四节中呢，保罗说凡物本来是没有不洁净的。
But having said that, Paul does not say, just go ahead and eat whatever you want and do not consider the feeling of your brother or your sister.
但话得说过来，就是保罗并没有说你只要吃任何想吃的东西，你可以不考虑你弟兄姐妹的感受。
No, instead, Paul instructed the one who eat must consider the feeling of those who do not eat.
不是这样，保罗相反的来劝导那些吃那些食物的人，他说你要必须要考虑那些不吃的人的这种感觉。
Do not cause pain to your brother or your sister.
不要给你的弟兄姐妹造成这个痛苦或者伤害。
Do not destroy your weaker brother or your weaker sister.
不要伤害你这个弱小的这个兄弟姐妹。
Because there is a greater foundation for Christian behavior. It is called love.
因为在基督徒的行为，它的更大的这些准则就是爱的准则。
God wants us to walk in love.
上帝需要我们在爱中行事为人。
And this verse says that remember that Christ is the one who has purchased them with his precious blood.
这个基督用他的宝血来赎回了我们。
So the weaker brother and sister, they too belong to Christ.
所以就是说这个基督
The weaker brother and sister, they too belong to Christ.
这个灵性很软弱的这个基督徒，他一样也是属于基督。
And Christ is the only one who has the right to judge and to condemn, and we don't.
那么只有耶稣基督来审判我们的，来判断我们，而不是我们自己。
Since Christ has accepted them, we must not condemn them.
所以既然耶稣接受了他们，我们就不能来责备他们。
We do not have the right except to love the one whom Christ has purchased with his blood.
我们除爱之外没有别的权利，因为基督他已经赎回了我们。
We must love whom Christ loved.
我们必须用基督的爱来爱他们。
Because 1 Corinthians 8:12 says that when you sin against them in this way and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ.
哥林多八章十二节说，你们这样得罪弟兄们，伤了他们软弱的良心，就是得罪基督。
Verse 16.
十六节。
You who are stronger in faith, you who knows that all food is clean, You have to be careful how you treat your weaker brother and sister, so that other people, outsider, will not speak evil about you.
十六节讲，你的信仰很坚强，你知道所有的食物都很敬洁，你必须要小心如何对待你灵性较弱的弟兄姐妹，以便其他人，特别是这些局外的这些人，他们不会说你是在行恶。
Because when we go on judging one another, we are in the danger of having our good action being spoken as evil.
因为我们如果是互相论断的时候，那么这些局外人就会说，就会把你这样的好一些行为，把它看成是一些恶行。
And I see this is in fact the danger we see too frequently in the church.
那么这种情况我在教会上看到了很多。
When Christians disagree on the peripheral matter,
当基督徒在这些芝麻蒜皮的小事上有分歧的时候
and Christians start to destroy each other, or they call each other name, or they split up, or they refuse to fellowship with one another, the outsider look on and call you a good evil.
当这些基督徒因一些无关紧要的问题而争吵的时候，基督徒就开始互相伤害，互相指责，最后呢是分道扬镳。
The outsiders say, if this is the way Christians destroy each other, I don't want to be part of them.
那么这些外人就会说，你们既然基督徒都互相伤害，互相摧毁，那么我也不想成为你们其中的一员。
So the outsider, as a result, blaspheme your God.
所以呢，这些局外人他会来亵渎上帝。
They blaspheme the meaning of Christ because of your action.
因为你的行为，他们就来亵渎基督的名。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
The kingdom of God is not about what you eat or what you do not eat, what you drink or do not drink.
神的国他不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并在圣灵中的喜乐。
There is much deeper thing about the kingdom than about the outward things of doing certain thing or eating certain thing or not eating certain thing.
神国呢有更加深层的东西，神国它不关乎外在的一些东西，或者做或者不做某些事情，比如像吃什么喝什么。
In 1 Corinthians 8:8 it says here, if food does not bring us near to God, we are no worse if we do not eat, and no better if we do.
哥林多前书八章八节说，其实食物不能叫神看重我们，看见我们，因为我们不吃也无损，就是吃了也没有什么益处。
But the kingdom of God is concerning the inner person.
但是神的国它只是关乎我们内在的一些问题。
About our righteous standing before God, about our salvation, about our peace with the brother and sister, and the joy in walking with God.
它只是关乎我们和上帝，和在上帝面前称义，我们的救恩以及信徒的这种和平，和我们与上帝这个同行这些喜乐，这才是最主要的问题。
Let's look at verse 18.
十八节。
Another foundation in Christian life is ultimately about pleasing God, not pleasing man.
基督徒的生活最主要的一个呢，就是如何来取悦上帝，而不是来取悦人。
So the weaker brother who does not eat certain food, if he does it because he serves Christ, he is pleasing God.
所以那些不吃某些食物的、比较软弱的这些弟兄呢，如果是因为他是因为是服侍基督而这样做的，那他就是喜悦上帝。
So do not judge this brother because God has accepted him and God is pleased with him.
所以不要论断这个兄弟，因为上帝已经爱他了，上帝对他很满意。
So remember, brother and sister, ultimately you belong to God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，记住你最终是属于耶稣基督的。
Your approval comes from God.
你的认可来自上帝。
You are children of God.
你是上帝的儿女。
In Christ, you are pleasing God.
在基督里，你是上帝的喜悦。
So do not let other people think.About what other people think about you affect your joy in Jesus.
所以不要让别人对你的看法来影响你对于基督的喜乐。
In every church, there are always people who will criticize you, who will disagree with you.
不管在什么样的教会中，总是会有人和你有不同的意见，会批评你。
Unfortunately, this always happens in any church.
不幸的是，这种事情呢，在哪个教会都有发生。
But do not let the people's opinion of you be the basis of your standing before God.
但不管别人怎么样来看你，你在上帝的面前一定要站稳根基。
You accept them is from God and not from man.
你的接纳是来自上帝，而不是来自人。
Verse 19.
十九。
So far in all these verses, Paul has said, do not do this or do not do that.
在这些经文中，保罗总说不要做这个，不要做那个。
But here, Paul gives us a positive command.
这里呢，保罗给我们一个非常积极的建议。
Pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding.
要追求和睦的事，要彼此建立德行的事。
The positive command is to pursue peaceful relationship with those whom you disagree.
在这里呢，你要和一些不同意见的人来建立彼此之间和睦的关系。
So even when you disagree with your brother, you can disagree in a peaceful way.
所以即使你和你的弟兄姐妹有不同意见，你也可以用以和平的方式来和他们交流。
We need to learn if something is it something worth fighting or that is not worth fighting.
我们必须了解到这些事情是否值得我们去争吵。
In the church, there are a lot of disagreement. It's not something we need to go to war for.
在教会呢有很多分歧，但这些都不需要我们去来回的去争来争去。
So do not tear each other down, but instead build each other up.
所以呢，不要互相拆台，而是要彼此建立。
Help each other to grow in their relationship with the Lord.
让我们互相帮助，增进在主。周进与主之间的关系。
Let's look at verse 20.
20.
This verse asks the strong in faith to consider the weaker brother or sister.
这段经文呢，就是告诉我们，信徒中这些强者要顾及到一些弱者。
In another word, we must consider the people ahead of ourselves.
换句话说，你必须把别人的利益放在你自己。
So this is the principle of Christian behavior.
这就是基督徒行为的准则。
God must be first.
上帝放在第一位。
And your brother and sister second place.
你的弟兄姐妹在第二位。
And you are last.
然后你是自己。
Help your brother and sister.
所以帮助你的弟兄姐妹。
And instead do not destroy what God has done in their life.
不要去破坏上帝在你生活中所做的。
Verse 21. For the sake of other believers, this verse instructs us to refrain from doing a certain thing.
为了其他信徒的关系，我们这经文告诉我们不要做某些事情。
So, for instance, if your relationship with another believer, if your brother is troubled with what you do, then for the sake of this brother, stop doing what you do, even what you do is right.
所以在与其他信徒关系中，如果某个弟兄姐妹对你所做的感到不安，那么因为这个弟兄姐妹的关系，你最好不要去做这样的事情。
Even when what you're doing is right，
即使你做的是对的。
So this is called the principle of walking in love。
所以这就是说我们所说的行在爱中这么一种原则。
I want to show you 1 Corinthians 8:13 that says, Therefore, if what I eat causes my brother to stumble, I will never eat meat again so that I will not cause him to stumble.
哥林多前书八章十三节说，所以食物若叫我们弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉，免得叫我弟兄跌倒了。
And then 1 Corinthians 10:23 and 24, it says that all things are lawful,But not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his brother.
十章三十二节说，凡事都可行，但不都有益处；凡事都可行，但不都造就人。不论何人，不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。
So this command us to deny ourselves, to deny your right, so that you do not cause your brother to fall.
所以这段经文就告诉我们，我们要否认自己，要否认我们自己的权利，这样呢就不会使你的弟兄姐妹跌倒。
Let's look at verse 22.
二十二节。
It says there, the faith that you have, keep to yourself.
他说你有信心，就当在神面前守住。
Now, what does it mean that the faith that you have, keep it to yourself?
那么这段经文是什么意思呢？
Now, we need to read the context and understand what this faith means.
那么我们要看看上下文的联系。
This faith is not referring to the faith in the gospel.
这里面讲的信心，它不是对福音这个信仰。
It is not saving faith. It is not faith in God and His truth.
他也不是讲到救赎的这么一种信仰。
So the word faith here can be understood as conscience.
在这里呢，我们可以把它理解为一种信心。
Conscience or conviction. Conviction that a certain action or a certain food is better than others.
信心或者信念就是说，觉得是某种食物比另外一种食物更好。
So in this kind of situation, the Bible tells us to keep this faith to ourselves.
所以圣经告诉我们，你如果有这样的信念的时候呢，最好把这个信心保留在自己里。
Do not force others to have your conviction.
不要强迫别人来守你这个信念。
Unfortunately, I have met a Christian who just like to go around to different churches with the intention of correcting every other Christians.
不幸的是，我碰到了一个基督徒，他喜欢从一个教会跳到另一个教会去，然后不停的去劝改别人。
A person like this always thinks that he is the most right and all the other Christians are wrong.
那么这样的基督徒呢，他以为就是说他的智慧，他很有智慧，他很成熟。
So this person does not have the wisdom and the maturity that Paul asks us to have in this verse.
所以呢，实际上呢，就是我们这是保罗讲到的，他这个人实际上他是缺乏智慧，也不是很成熟的基督徒。
So when you believe a certain things that are not central truth,Keep that to yourself.
所以你如果觉得某些事情它不是一些本质的这个信念的时候，你最好就是你 保留在你自己。
I give you an example. Let's think about the issue of drinking alcoholic drink.
我举个例子，比如说一些这个饮酒的事情。
The Bible warns us against drunkenness.
圣经警告我们不要醉酒。
But the Bible does not have prohibition of drinking alcohol.
但是圣经并没有禁止我们去喝酒。
Now suppose you have faith or conviction that Christians should not drink alcoholic drink.
那假设你如果你有种信念说基督徒就根本不应该去喝酒。
Perhaps because you have seen the damage that alcohol addiction have caused to your family members.
也许你看到这个酒精对你家人已经造成了伤害。
Or if you are a person who has a strong belief that you need to keep If you have that belief, keep that faith to yourself.
所以你如果觉得自己有这样的坚定的信念的时候，那么你也是把它保留在你自己就好了。
Or the other way around, you may believe that you can drink alcohol and you can control yourself from getting drunk.
反过来说，就你可能相信你可以喝酒，并且你有一种强有这个一种控制力，能够控制自己不醉酒。
And then there's a brother who is against drinking alcohol. In this situation, for the sake of this brother, you must not drink in front of him.
那么有另外一个弟兄，他是反对这个酗酒的。那么这种情况下，你为了你弟兄的缘故，你最好不要在他面前喝酒。
Let's look at verse 23.
23.
It says here, whatever does not proceed from faith is sin.
凡不出于信心的都是罪。
What does it mean that whatever does not proceed from faith is sin?
经文是什么意思呢?
Let us think about this for a minute.
我们细心来想一下。
This verse is a good principle to have when the Bible is not clear about certain things.
就是当圣经不清楚某些事情的时候，那这段经文是一个很好的原则。
But when the Bible has a clear command, this verse does not apply to us.
如果圣经有明确的教导的时候，那这段经文就不太适合我们。
Because if the Bible is clear about certain things, you cannot say, I don't have faith for it, so I don't do it.
如果圣经已经清楚说明了，那么这时候你就不能说，我对他没有信心，所以我不做这个事情。
So this principle only applies when the Bible is not clear or when the Bible is silent about certain things.
所以这原则只适合于在圣经不清楚的情况下，或者圣经是在沉默的时候。
There are things that the Bible does not specify, and there are lots of them.
有很多事情圣经并没有详细说明。
Or there are situations where you are not sure what the Bible says.
有很多情况下，你根本不确定圣经所要说的什么。
Or there are situations in which you are not certain whether it is okay to do or it is not okay to do.
有些情况你就不确定这样做是不是对的或者好的。
In situations like this, the Bible teaches us the principle here: for whatsoever does not proceed from faith is sin.
那么这种情况下，圣经在这里一个教导的基本原则就是：凡不出信心的都是罪。
This means that if you are in doubt, then don't do it.
如果这时候你有疑问，那么最好就不要做。
You wait, pray, and study, and talk to other Christians.
你等待，你祷告，你和其他的基督徒来互相的交谈。
Do not just rush into doing something, knowing that. When you do not know it is right or wrong.
所以呢，不要急于做一些你不知道是对的或错的事情。
Do not do something that your faith or your conscience may condemn you when you do them.
不要做你信仰或者你良心可能会遭到谴责你，那么这些事情。
So in other words, you must listen to your conscience.
换句话说，你必须倾听你的良心。
You must have a clear conscience before you do something that you are not sure of right or wrong.
在你做一些不确定的事情或者对错之前，你必须要先有良心。
Because it is very important. When you keep doing something against your conscience, it creates a hardness of heart.
因为当你违背你自己良心做某些事情的时候，它会使你的心肠变硬。
Paul says in 1 Timothy 1:19, he says that whole faith in a good conscience.
保罗在提摩太书一章十九节提到，人应该长存信心和无亏的良心。
Now, in this chapter, in the book of Romans, the Bible teaches us, give us instruction how we should relate one with another in the church.
那么在罗马书这一章里头呢，圣经给了我们教导，教导我们如何在教会中彼此相待。
Have you ever wondered why God give us instruction about this kind of interaction?
你有没有想到上帝为什么给我们这样的命令？
One reason is this. Christians in their walk, they travel in a bus.
原来是这样的，就是我们基督徒在灵性生活的这个当中呢，我们是在公共汽车上坐。
In the bus and not in the motorcycle.
我们坐的是汽车，而不是这个骑这个摩托车。
What I mean is this.
我的意思就是说
，When you travel in the bus, you travel together with many others.
你乘坐公共汽车的时候，同你同坐的还有很多人。
When you travel in the motorcycle, you travel alone.
当你开摩托车的时候，你只是自己开。
And as Christians, you cannot be traveling alone.
那么做基督徒，你不能像骑摩托一样一个人独自出去。
You need others to travel with you.
你必须和别人同行。
For instance, all the fruit of the Holy Spirit, they are produced when you relate one with another.
圣灵的一切果实，都是我们彼此相待所产生的这些果子。
How can we learn patience and kindness unless we interact with other people who are not patient and who are not kind?
在你其他互动中，我们怎样学会这种耐心或者善良？
The fruit of the Holy Spirit only comes mature when we have to rub shoulders with other brother and sister.
当圣灵果子要变得成熟的时候，你必须与你的兄弟姐妹就是不停的擦肩，或者意思说不停的有种团契的生活。
So this is why I was glad that I see so many of you today this morning, because you must not think that you can just go online and listen to a sermon and do not belong to a church.
所以就是我今天看到大家的原因，就是说，你绝对不能认为你可以只可以在网上看一些布道，而不去参加教会的敬拜。
Because if you do not come to a church, you disobey the Lord's command.
因为你如果不到教会参加敬拜的话，你实际上是不服从主。
Now here the Bible teaches us what we must do when brother and sister in the church have difference in the issue that are not central.
那么圣经他在这里教导我们，就在教会中弟兄姐妹如果在这些皮毛的一些事情上发生冲突的时候，我们应该怎么做？
Have you ever wondered what a church is?
你有没有考虑到什么是教会？
The New Testament uses the word ecclesia, the Greek word for the church.
新约圣经使用这个希腊语言叫做 ecclesia 来代表这个教会。
The meaning of ecclesia is the call out ones.
教会它的意思就是这群被呼召的人。
If you are a Christian, you have been called out by God.
如果你是基督徒，那么你就是被上帝所呼召的人。
You now belong to God.
你属于上帝。
And the church is composed of all believers in Christ.
教会是由很多基督徒来组成的。
People who have been redeemed here, today, and from all nations throughout the history.
在这里，在历史上，这些所有的国家都是被上帝所赎回的人。
So to this church, God gives specific instructions.
所以对这个教会，上帝给我们有特别的旨。
Why?
为什么？
Because God loves His body.
因为上帝他爱他的肢体。
This body is very precious in the sight of God.
在上帝看来，这个肢体非常宝贵。
Christ purchased it, and Christ is purifying it.
基督赎买了它，也净化了它。
The unity within the church is very important because it is a testimony to the world.
教会内部的团结非常的重要，因为它是向不信的这些世人做的见证。
Jesus says in John 13:34-35, he says that just as I love you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciple if you have love one for another.
耶稣在约翰福音这个十三章里边说到，就像我爱你一样，你也要彼此相爱。如果你们彼此相爱，所有的人都会知道你们就是我的门徒。
So I want to summarize, at least there are four things that we obtain from these verses.
所以我来总结一下，至少在这些可协商的问题存在分歧的时候，我们至少要做四件事情。
Number one, always consider God's kingdom in our relationship one with another in the church.
第一，就是在教会中与信徒之间的关系，我们一定要把上帝的国度放在首位。
In all our action, we must consider the name of God and the cause of Christ.
在我们所有的行动中，我们必须考虑的是上帝的名和基督的圣功。
Ask ourselves, are we bringing honor to God with my action?
我们问问自己，我们是不是我们这个所有的行动是来带来这个给上帝带来荣耀的。
Or are we bringing dishonor to God?
或者是我们的行为会造成这个侮辱了上帝。
And consider what testimony you are giving by your action.
你自己的所作来 做什么的见证。
And do not let other people consider your good as evil.
不要让这个外人把你的好事当成恶行。
Second thing, you must notice that your brother and your sister, they belong to Christ.
第二个就是说，你的弟兄姐妹都同属基督。
Be careful how you treat your brother and your sister because they too belong to Christ.
所以小心谨慎的来对待你的兄弟姐妹，因为他们是在基督里。
The Lord Christ is the one who has purchased them. Christ died for them.
主耶稣基督赎回了我们，他们每个人，基督为他们而舍命。
So do not destroy the work of God in the life of your brother or sister.
所以不要在你弟兄姐妹当中毁坏上帝的工作。
The third thing is that to consider your brother and sister ahead of yourself.
第三，就要凡事要先考虑顾及你的弟兄姐妹。
Do not cause your brother to fall.
不要让他们跌倒。
Love your brother and sister.
爱你的弟兄姐妹。
And we must let love be the rule of our action.
我们必须让爱成为我们行动的准则。
So ask this question: Does my action show love to this brother or this sister?
所以问一下，我们的行动是否表现对这个弟兄姐妹的爱
？Consider peace with your fellow believers and build them up instead of tearing them down.
与信徒和睦，并且建立他们，而不是去毁坏、损坏他们。
The Philippians 2:3-4 says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit."But in humility, count others more significant than yourself. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others.
腓立比书第二章三到四节中告诉我们，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事。也要顾及别人的事。
So fourth thing is to consider the church as a whole.
第四件就是要把整个教会考虑在。
Pursue peace.
我们必须追求和平。
Seek unity.
我们必须追求团结。
And do not let your testimony as Christian be ruined by how you treat your brother or your sister.
不要因为你对待你弟兄姐妹的方式而毁坏、损坏了作为基督徒的见证。
Now we must.Remember and notice.
我们必须记住这些。
In any church,
不管哪个教会。
In any Christian group, including Christian fellowship in MCCF, there are people of different level of maturity in their faith.
不管是在大学的团契或者基督 或者是这个任何的团体内的任何群体中，人们的信仰，它的成熟的程度都不一样。
People can be stronger in one aspect and be weaker in another aspect.
有的人在某些方面强一些，有的在另外方面弱一些。
And people have different level of growth.
他们的属灵的成长都不一样。
Because we all have a different background before we became a Christian.
因为在成为基督徒之前，我们个人的背景都不一样。
No doubt, each one of us before we became Christian had different degree of brokenness.
当我们成为基督徒之前，我们每个人都在不同程度上都有一种心灵的破碎。
No doubt we were all dead in sin, but in that deadness of sin, we all have a different brokenness in our sin.
这样毫无疑问呢，我们都死在罪中，但是这种死在罪中，我们都有不同的破碎。
So the body in Christ, we all have different areas that we struggle in.
所以在基督这样的团体内呢，我们都有个人都有不同的挣扎。
One area that I struggle may be an area that you have overcome easily.
我挣扎的一个领域，可能是你已经克服的这种领域。
And the one area that I'm strong in may be the area that you are weak in.
我的强项可能就是你的弱项。
And this is the reality.
这就是现实。
So in the church, we must apply the principle that Paul talks about in this chapter.
所以在教会中呢，我们必须来应用保罗在这章所谈到的这些原则。
So the principle that Paul talks about in this chapter, do not just apply to eating or drinking or certain day or certain tradition, but it applies to all kind of relationship in the church among the people of God.
因为本章所讲到这原则呢，它不仅适用于吃或者不吃什么样的食物，或者遵循哪个日期、哪个节期，这些的原则都是适用于教会中所有的各个关系的这个领域，就是我们上帝的子民。
Unfortunately, the majority of the people leaving a certain church, the majority of the church split has to do with minor differences and not the major theological differences.
很不幸的是，就是大多数的人呢，他离开了某个教会，然后教会就分裂，大多和一些比较微小的这些差异见解有关，而不是和主要的神学教育信仰有关。
Yes, there are good reasons that may cause churches to split.
也有教会分裂，当然也有一些好的理由。
For example, if this church today teaches that homosexual marriage is not sin, then it is appropriate for you to leave this church.
比如说，如果这个教会如果是同意同性恋是婚姻是无罪的话，那么你离开这个教会也是情有可原的。
But unfortunately, in many situations, people leave churches because of some small peripheral issues.
但遗憾的是，就是很多情况下，人们离开教会是因为一些很小的事情。
I'm asking you this question.
我问你，
Are you one of those people that would leave the church or would run from church to church because you do not like what certain people say or what certain people do or do not do?
那么我问你一个问题，就是说，你是想离开这个教会，然后就经常从一个教会跑到另外一个教会，是不是因为你不喜欢某个人的说的话，或者是你不喜欢某些信徒所做的事情？
Recently, not recently, probably a few years ago, a person told me he does not want to come to Mandarin Church because of certain thing that Pastor Lee said.
有几年前我碰到一个人，他说他不喜欢中文堂，因为他不喜欢这个牧师讲的某句话。
And what he was referring was not certain biblical teaching.
他讲的并不是这个圣经的教导。
And it was not nothing to do with but unkind words that pastor said.
也不是说牧师讲了一些不友善的话。
It was just a certain things that pastor said.
只不过是牧师说了这么一件事情。
That kind of person is just thinking about himself.
所以这个人呢，他只是说他只想到自己。
That person does not consider about the name of Christ above his own interests.
他并不把这个基督的名放在自己的前面。
And that kind of person does not consider the interests of the whole church.
他也不考虑整个教会的利益。
He does not consider about the well-being of other brother and sister.
他也不考虑其他弟兄姐妹的一些感受。
That kind of person only consider what he likes or what she likes.
他只是考虑他自己喜欢什么。
That kind of people say, I don't like this, I don't like this, I always I.
他总是说自我的说，都是一切都是从我出发。
I pray that this body of Christ in Lincoln Road Mandarin is being changed by the word of God.
我祷告，林肯路的中文堂，这个基督的身体正在被上帝的话所改变。
As Christian, we are new creatures. We must be different in our thinking and our attitude one toward another.
作为基督徒，我们都是新造的人，我们的思想和态度彼此都不一样。
So I pray that we will always consider the name of Christ.
所以我祷告，就是我们永远要高举耶稣基督的名。
Do not let others blaspheme your God because of your action.
不要因为我们的行为而让别人来亵渎上帝。
I hope we love the weaker brother and sister.
我也希望我们会爱一些灵命比较软弱的弟兄姐妹。
Protect them. Do not cause a stumbling block to them.
来保护他们，不要成为他们的绊脚石。
Do not do anything that may destroy your brother or your sister.
不要做任何能够损坏你弟兄姐妹的事情。
Love them because Christ has loved them.
因为耶稣爱了你，所以要爱他们。
Christ Jesus is the one who died and purchased them for himself.
耶稣基督为他们舍命。
God has accepted them, so we must accept them and help them in their walk.
上帝接受了他们，所以我们必须也来接受他们，并且来帮助他们走在爱中。
You are precious before Christ. Christ has redeemed each one of us with his precious blood.
耶稣基督用他的宝血来赎回了我们每个人。
And God loves us eternally.So let us pursue peace in the church.
上帝永远的爱我们，所以让我们为了基督来为这个教会来寻找和睦。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our God, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的上帝，我们感谢你的话语。
I pray that your word will speak to each one of us.
我求你的话跟我们每个人说。
Change our life by your word.
让你的话来改变我们的生活。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.